It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Childhood obesity is a problem in Wisconsin that carries on into adulthood. The State Health Department figures show 68% of Wisconsin adults are affected by excess weight. The Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity put forth 5 bills. Call in with the question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Republican Representative Karen Hurd of Fall Creek chairs the task force. Representative Hurd, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, before we talk about the proposed legislation, let's discuss your background. As a nutritionist, you say it's sobering to learn about Wisconsin childhood obesity. How bad is the problem here?
In the state of Wisconsin, even our little children, 2 to 5 years old, we have 10% of those children are obese. And from 6 to 11 years old, 15% are obese. And then we have 18% ages 12 to 17 that are obese. And these are figures that are supplied by the Wisconsin Department of Health Service that are current figures in our state. So, and then by the time we get to be 65, there's 47% of our population is overweight.
As a nutritionist, what perspective have you brought to these numbers and have you brought to the task force?
Well, I've been practicing nutrition for 30 years, and obesity is one of the underlying factors that create all other health, not all other, but many other health problems, such as diabetes, arthritis. We saw during COVID that those that were obese were more likely to have severe reactions to the COVID pandemic, the virus, than any other people that, you know, it was one of the underlying health conditions that made it worse.
So your task force in the fall goes out and talks to people. You went all around the state with public hearings. What did you learn?
We learned that there are many excellent childhood obesity programs that already exist in Wisconsin. They are few. I mean, if your listeners will know, I haven't heard of any childhood obesity program. They're few, and we need to increase their numbers. We need to expand those programs. We need to scale them up. We need to encourage new programs to happen. And all of these programs are happening, I call them siloed. They're not under one umbrella where the state is helping any particular program to be successful in addressing this program. So what these bills do is to have a statewide effort to find those programs that are working and doing well, encourage new programs to start so that we can significantly impact this problem.
So you feel that there is a need for more central coordination and management of these types of programs across so that they can reach a broader scope of our state?
That's one way of putting it. It's more of encouraging it to happen because right now there is no centralized, hey, let's work on childhood obesity and, you know, encourage the YMCA, encourage the school nutrition programs, encourage programs like Wood County that has going on. Let's encourage that program to go on. Let's encourage all, we have several different health systems. We have Gunderson, we have lots of them that are working to help, but none of them are particularly encouraged. They're sort of out there all by themselves on an island trying to help this problem. And so it's more of an encouragement and then a central management, because the encouragement is going to come in form of grants to, you know, give you money to help this program. I'm just thinking of the Family Resource Centers. What an outstanding program they have with the Triple P program that they administer. And then in that Triple P, that's a positive parenting program, that they address the obesity problem with children, and then, of course, it addresses the whole family. What an outstanding program if we could just encourage that to happen.
We're talking with Representative Karen Hurd, who chairs the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity, as we look at recently proposed legislation aiming to reduce childhood obesity in Wisconsin. You can join in with questions. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Hurd, you mentioned the grant, $5 million grant program to support existing efforts to address childhood obesity. Why do you think these grants are needed?
Because of the severe obesity problem, and throughout these hearings that we held throughout the state of Wisconsin, there were two major concerns that kept coming up from every single agency. We spoke to many of them. One is that they spend so much time writing grants that there has to be almost a full-time person. That's all they do every day, is to write a grant. And then when they start a program with a grant that they won, that the program goes away, because the grant then, it's whether it's a one-year grant or two-year grant or however many years it was, then the money goes away, and then they're uncertain if they can get that grant renewed. So they always have to be spending time. So this grant program addresses that. And then the other problem is that there isn't enough money out there. There aren't enough grants to write for. There isn't enough support. And so what's unique, I see it as unique in this particular grant program, is that as in all grants, there's a match that's required. So there's a 25% match. But oftentimes with state grants, that you will, the match that you're required to have is from another grant, from a federal grant, for instance, or from a county grant. And so this particular grant program is requiring the match to be from a non-governmental unit, so from the private industry, because the state government, it is not Daddy Warbucks. We don't have these, you know, deep pockets of money that we can just always be funding everything, every good project. And there's so many good projects that have to be funded. Where the deep pockets are, where the money is in our country, is in the private industry, is in the private sector, whether it's a company or it's individuals. And so this grant says that you have to have 25% private funding. If you get 25% private funding, the grants are for 2 years, then in 2 years, given that the state legislator has renewed the funding for the program, and hopefully we will, but, you know, you never can tell, it's because that's still, you know, up, out in the future. But then you're automatically, if you have 25% private funding, your grant is automatically renewed. So you don't have to worry, oh, I wonder if we're going to get the childhood obesity grant from the state of Wisconsin again this year. If you had your 25% private funding, you automatically get the grant. And what's really unique about this program is if you increase your private funding match so that, say, you got 50% of the amount of the private funding, then we will, the DHS is going to be administering the grant.
Department of Health Services.
Yes, Department of Health Services. Then they will increase the amount of money that you're getting because you've done such a good job garnering private funds. And so then you can say, well, then they're getting more money. Yeah, what would that more money do, you know, because they garnered more public or private funds? It's so they can expand their program, go start this very successful program in the next town over or the next neighborhood over or the next place in Wisconsin. We want to expand these programs so the ones that are successful continue to grow. And so that's another thing to have your grant renewed. You have to show, hey, it was successful. You know, we had kids that actually lost weight and we reached a lot of people or whatever it is. It just has to show some success here. So.
And it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're trying to also provide that stability and that scalability in order for these programs to succeed.
Yes, ma'am.
Republican Representative Karen Hurd chairs the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity. The bipartisan group includes seven other Assembly lawmakers. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts on childhood obesity, 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A group of Assembly lawmakers seeks to reduce childhood obesity in Wisconsin and puts forth a package of bills. The task force held public hearings last fall in Madison, Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Rapids. Call in with a question. You can share your views, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Karen Hurd of Fall Creek is chair of the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity. One bill your task force proposed would create this statewide nutrition incentive program for people who receive food assistance. How would this program work?
This is, we're calling it the Double Bucks program. So those people that have the SNAP, it's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We used to call it food stamps. But those people who have SNAP, they can go to a farmer's market or actually any vendor that sells fruits and vegetables. And if they spend $10 on buying fruits and vegetables, they will automatically get $10 more to buy more fruits and vegetables. And so that is that program. And it is using funds that we actually already appropriated in 2017 that was passed in Act 266, which allocated $425,000 for a pilot program that was very similar to this. We have this happening. Double Bucks is happening in Dane County, in Milwaukee County, and then also in Eau Claire. We have some of this happening, but it's all privately funded, and which is, I think, a great thing. But we would like to see this happen throughout the state, just not in three, you know, localities. We'd like to be able to make this available to those on the SNAP program to be able to buy more fruits and vegetables.
It makes me wonder, though, what if you live in an area that is a food desert, and how would a program like this, you know, impact people who just aren't near the fresh produce?
Yeah, well, it would, almost everybody can even go to a Quick Trip would qualify too, as long as they're buying fruits and vegetables, because they sell fruits and vegetables. I mean, they have potatoes, they have everything. I'm sure you've been in it, and their Quick Trips are everywhere in the state of Wisconsin, even in the smallest little rural place. We're all close to one of those type of stores.
So states like Michigan and Ohio offer statewide double dollar nutrition incentive programs. And looking at last year, Michigan provided $2 million for its Double Up Food Bucks program. As you mentioned, the task force's bill would reallocate $425,000 in existing funding from the state health department. Is this proposed funding adequate?
Well, no, it wouldn't be, but it is a start to see, can we, because what we're doing is we have to find the people to administer it. It has to be a program put in place. If it goes well and we're succeeding in it, then that's what we look at in the next budget. Can we give more money to this program?
Let's take a call now. Jim in River Falls is with us. Jim, hi.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having this program. I'm glad the Wisconsin legislature is looking at this really important issue, because, it certainly is an epidemic, obesity, and the diseases that go along with the high blood pressure and diabetes are an epidemic in this country. And if you look back, you know, when I was a kid 40, 50 years ago, it wasn't as much of a problem. And part of that is, I believe, is the promotion of products like soft drinks. I mean, we need to really start taxing soft drink companies and reducing their influence on they're sold, you know, in high schools and in schools, and the school system really needs to look at, you know, promoting better food programs. The Farm Bill is going to be reenacted, I believe, this year, and that really, in the past anyway, has promoted things like corn subsidies for farmers and wheat and soybeans. And it doesn't provide money for farmers that are producing healthy produce and things like that. So, I mean, our food system would go a long way also to reducing healthcare costs in this country, which is a huge deal.
Jim, thank you for the call. Representative Hurd, Jim, bringing up how to deter soft drinks and you know, certainly also trying to find better food programs in schools.
Yes. Well, first of all, you should know that the schools have taken out soft drinks, you know, from schools, so now they have milk in their machines, water, you know, healthier drinks. But yes, we looked at different legislation about limiting what we would call unhealthy foods, but that gets into who determines if it's unhealthy or not. I mean, we basically know, and most people do know, this is not a good thing for me to eat. And this is something that we found out throughout all of our hearings, that the people of Wisconsin, the parents know, the people know, like Jim just mentioned from River Falls, people know what are bad foods, generally what they shouldn't eat. Even children know, oh, I shouldn't eat a bunch of sugary stuff. This is not good for me. But people choose to do that anyway. I mean, people choose to smoke cigarettes, and they know that it's not good for their health. So what we really have to get at is, how do we motivate people to make good choices, to buy the fruits and vegetables, to not eat the sugary, drink the sugary drinks? And that comes through, we're back to that grant program again, and then also to the Double Bucks program, is to encourage programs that are saying, hey, we will help you in making better choices. We will help you in doing exercise programs or whatever is necessary to get you to a place where that you can conquer the obesity problem that you have in your life or in your child's life.
And the testimony you heard in different parts of the state, it was what was happening in these programs that really stood out to you as making an impact?
Yes, exactly. It's, you know, you can say, well, we're trying to educate people on what are better foods to eat. That's already happening. And we all know that already. It's this, how do we get, you know, to the place where we say, nah, I'm not going to eat that. Or yes, I'm going to go and work out or have a place to go and swim or work out. So these are these programs that are really emphasizing this.
We're talking about recently proposed legislation aims to reduce childhood obesity in Wisconsin with Representative Karen Hurd, who chairs the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity. Call in with questions. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. One proposed bill requires public schools, independent charter schools, private schools participating in a parental choice program to offer at least 3 hours of physical activity each week to students from kindergarten through eighth grade. State law already requiring physical education instruction 3 times a week for students in kindergarten through sixth grade. Why is this bill necessary?
It's because I substitute teach. Substitute teach in the Fall Creek school system, and it is true in all of our school systems that physical education doesn't necessarily mean physical movement, that we're actually, you know, we might teach tennis or we might teach something about physical education, but we're not actually in motion. And so this bill is requiring an activity where you're actually moving the body, not just sitting learning about how to play tennis, but playing tennis instead.
Okay, and so how would you ensure that that curriculum is updated, that if there is, you know, instruction on how to do something before it's being done, you know, I mean, how do you ensure that that is taking place?
Because the movement doesn't have to be, you know, during phi ed class. It just is making sure that each of those children have the opportunity. Recess would count, because when recess, they run out on the playground and they're moving. If they're involved in a sport, you know, that would count. Any type of movement, making available, you know, after school, you can stay and we're going to play softball or whatever. That all counts.
Your colleague in the Assembly, Representative Peter Schmidt, told the Shawnee Leader that a previous task force on obesity in the late 2000s failed to produce any bills from their work. How much support have you received from your colleagues on this task force's legislation?
We're receiving a lot of support. This is very well received. So we're hopeful that all of these bills will pass both houses. They'll be signed into law. That is our goal. We really want to help this problem in our state.
Does the bipartisan nature, do you think that impacts it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is all bipartisan effort. And so that helps, because we have a Republican legislator and then we have a Democratic governor. And so it helps to do everything bipartisan. And actually, most of the bills that we pass in the legislature, over 80%, I'd say even 90% of our bills. I mean, we were just on the floor last week. The vast majority of the bills, they're all bipartisan in nature. We really work together. You know, often you hear, you know, that, oh, they're at odds again, and we're always at odds. Actually, we do a huge amount of work, and the vast majority is all bipartisan.
So you think that there is interesting that there is a bit of a perception, a lack of perception that there is much more much more working across the aisle than we might not, you know, we may not be aware of.
Yes, ma'am. That's absolutely true. We do most things bipartisan. So So it's a good thing.
Representative Karen Hurd, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Republican Representative Karen Hurd chairs the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity. She's from Fall Creek, and was elected to the Assembly in 2022. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.